Okay, so we're holding the last piece in the Siva Yisurim of Perek Aleph, I believe. So before we had two man yomrim, one of them said that it has to be Yisurim Shel Ahava is something which is not mevatel Torah, and one said Yisurim Shel Ahava is something which is not mevatel Tefillah, and Reb Chiya Ba'Abba Vichna said no, both of them are Yisurim Shel Ahava. So the Chur Mitarascha seems to be some sort of mute. Tlamdeinu means we learn it out from some other halacha, which is Mikal Vachayma Mishen Vayin Shreich Mevorav Shal Adam Eved Yoytze Ben Lecherus Yisurin Shem Emarkin Kol Gubash Adam Ein Adin Shetman Lecherus Adkan. So he learns Pshat that is no miut to exclude any type of Yisurim whatsoever, and this itself is something that is learned from Kal Vachayma. Vatzaloyma, Kime'achas she'iki Yisurim shel Ahava Aboyim la'Adam K'dei l'marei kol ha'zachech ha'Adam. Since l'mais at the end of the day, the focus of the Yisurim has more to do with the whittling down of the physical self, rather than in itself being some sort of positive limud, it accomplishes something, even if the person has bittul Torah, bittul Tefillah. Well, lachach beinkach or beinkach hakol yisurim shel Ahava. Ukamim kim atem tos lamdeinu v'chulu. Now,
sorry, yes. Is it an accomplishment that he's now? That his senses, that he less identifies himself with his physical self, that he knows how to ask?
Yes, let's take an example outside of Torah, so to speak. If we have a person, let's say we have two people, goyim or secular people, whatever, one of whom's pleasure in life is guzzling down beers and steaks, and the other one is into classical music. So we would use the appellation refined to the person who's into music. Now the question is, well, why? Everyone likes what they like. This person likes beer and steak, and this person likes music. And we do have some innate sense. Even somebody who would claim to be an atheist would also feel, he would use the word refined, or a person who's into philosophy or science, we would definitely categorize somebody who's less into his physical self as somebody of finer character. We would definitely find some way of describing it as being better, even though you're not supposed to be judgmental today. And the answer is, we instinctively feel that someone that's into his world is purely physical. The word decadent comes to mind, the word coarse, vulgar, gross, those are the terms that come to mind, versus someone whose interests and enjoyment is something other than physical, we think is finer. So yes, the fact that the person has less of a meshicha towards the physical automatically in our mind makes him better. This is coupled with something. By a yid, our understanding is that down deep, every single person has a tshuka to do toiv, and to do toiv in a very meaningful way. It's the chaymer that's the sort of the wall. Break the chaymer down, and the person's ruchnius will begin to surface. So at the end of the day, we believe that in Klal Yisrael, because of the nature of the neshama Klal Yisrael, it is it's positive in both sides. The avod vorim brum ves mashavar nemal kai son shel ava mesalken u memarke oh sorry u mamod nira rochok medrisel lumel kav chom shel vayin shel vetzer cheren the cheren shei sur mark hufra. It's at first glance Ral says it seems a very, very strange zustel. What's I mean, Havladvorim in Brum Vemis. He says, but the things are really emis. Well, we explained before that the Yisurim are memarik the neshama, which has a dveikas l'guf. So the whole mitzias of chet, so he's giving an explanation of why this is like that. He's saying lemaisa, the mitzias of chet is something which is a physical phenomena. So a person mitzad his mohus really, really would like to do mitzvahs and ruchnistic things. It's the physical pull that's actually snared him in Avera. So addressing the physical alone is an accomplishment. Okay, so that's the music of an Eved, the way in its most conceptual explanation, description is as follows. A person works. I work my field. So when I'm working my field, my seichel and das say, I would like to plant wheat over here. I need it for food. I'd like to grow it and sell it and so on and so forth. And then my body acts as its shliach and does what it's supposed to do. That's a person the way he is ideally. We can bifurcate the two and take the person's body and workability and give it to some other person as the extension of his Ratzon and Das. An Odin and an Evet means that the Odin's Ratzon and Das directs the Evet's efforts and the tachlis of the Eved's efforts are dictated by the Odin. So an Eved is a pure chomriistic entity. It's fascinating. Chazal speak about whether or not it's a shvach for an Eved, a schus for an Eved to become a mechoyrin. It's like a faschia. And the Gemara says, "After Befker Nichale," that an Eved likes the lifestyle of Hefkeris. So, despite the fact that it's a very, very tough lifestyle, it's not easy. A person is very busy working and so on. But since there's the element of no ol of mitzvahs, just being Hefker, there's a after Befker Nichale. So an Eved is very, very firmly attached to his physical world to a degree that he's not interested even many times in going out of that. We're not sure it's a schus. The fact that their lifestyle is loose and they can do whatever they want means that it's something which that's what they like. The Gemara says it in many places. I mean, it's one of the reasons why. Just so that we understand somewhat of the way the Torah looks at Avadim, the halacha is a guy who has a child. So long as he's a guy, the child is his child. He has there is Yerusha, there is Amon and Moav, Marshal that are also come to Klal Yisrael. He has a din Amoni Ma'avi. All the halachas, mitzri, everything gets passed on from the father. Even though halachically stops being a child when the father converts or the child converts, but it's nagel halach. If the father converts, then there's shitas, and we pass like that he's mekayim piriviriviya with the child he had because the child is miyuchus to him. So the concept of yichus applies to a guy. an Eved ein lo chayis. An Eved has no yichus, and therefore, if you had a child as an Eved, he no longer, he's not called afterwards that he's Mekayim the mitzvah at all. His children are not his. They don't have his dinim, nothing. They're a totally different being. And the reason is...
Even Eved in
Bli. No, not Eved. Well, if she's a Knaini, if she's a Shiva Knainis. Right, he should be Lodeo, right. She's a Knainis. In other words, the element of Avdus is Mafkia that. There's a famous Reb Chaim. It's fascinating. Reb Chaim in the world of Lamdas, he says that an Eved's status vis-a-vis Shiduchim, that you can't get married to an Eved or Shivcha, is not because they're not fully Jewish, as would be a Goy. Rather, it's because they're Avadim. In other words, as far as their Geirus goes, and having some sort of Shem Yisrael, it is sufficient. It's sufficient to be to go over, you know, to be called enough Yisrael. But since they have a Shem Avdus, the Shem Avdus is Mafkia. It's a new problem that's been added to the mix that doesn't allow for Nisuin and so on and so forth. And the reason is, that's what he says, and Reb Chaim proves it. And it's one of Reb Chaim's pieces in the Rambam. But there's going back to more the conceptual aspect of it, Yichus is possible when you have a content that is captured in a physical entity. Lamashal, genetic material. Genetic material is an idea, it's a description. It's a code that describes certain chemicals that's locked into my genes. So even though my child's physical genes are different than mine, he's made it out of his own proteins, but the code remains the same. The information remains the same. So Yichus, the concept of Yichus is some part of the content can transcend, not can transcend, transcends the physical part, because just like I can take one file and duplicate it to another place, and duplicate that file to another place, and another place, and I always have the same information, that's true by Yichus also. Things that are physical, in the physical self, it's a whole new piece. In other words, the parent had the following molecules located in his body. None of that goes over to the child. They stay with the parent. But what happens is the child has his own proteins, but the information is the same. So on the physical level, there is no such thing as hemshich. Piece A is A and piece B is B. For instance, let's give an example. Let's say, I don't know, I manufacture suits. So suit A is suit A, suit B is suit B, suit C is C. Each one is made out of different threads. But the pattern, the cut, the size, everything is the same. So if I'm dealing mitzad the physical self, the physical chefza, then it is, then I'm talking about something that's the same. It's not the same. Each one's different. There cannot be hemshich. I mean, either this thread is my suit, or it's your suit, or the third guy's suit. If you're talking about the panemius shabai, the content, the information, the design, and so on, that transcends anything material. So the whole musig of something, an eved is an entity that's kulei physical. He is what he is, what he is. And that's why there's no musig nesuin. After befker nichalei, loyalty is a commitment that transcends beyond. I mean, today I love X, tomorrow I love Y, and the day after I love Z. So if I'm just responding to what is it that I feel physically most attracted to, or whatever it is, then one has no chance the other. There's no commitment. Commitment means I've transcended the physical aspect of it, and I've dedicated to the person, and whatever that person is. So the Eved is mufka from any type of shaychus to something that's tsura, that's not chaymer, and and that's why he's considered like a behema. He is what he is. K'moshe amru maseches nida perikol yad ve'inu maika savri shulchan poyma chamor amadim lechamor. So the Eved is considered to be, of as people go, an Eved is Chomri. He is what he is. So when Odin, somewhere along the line, sands down, let's call it, some of his Evarim, so the person is much less of a Balguf. So being a Ben Chayrin is the most appropriate transition. Kasha Odin shows Sibala Avdus Evid, Mapul Shenoi Omesamis Enoi, because if the Odin himself, who he's the one who has that Avdus hold on him, if he's Mapul Shenoi Omesamis Enoi,
Why not Stam? Why is it Dafko in the Adon does it? Let's say even if someone else chops his leg off or whatever, he's also not much more less.
Right.
So he should be a Ruchnes in a person, so you should let him go then.
So I think the answer is like this. It certainly is a penalty on the Adon for mistreating him. That's clear. But the understanding as to why this causes him to go, why would the penalty be to become a chor instead of Adon money or whatever it is because basically what you've done is you've upped him a madrega. It's obvious that it has to do, that it is a penalty. The Gemara uses it like a knas in some ways. So it's it definitely that's. But the Maral's point is more focused on why this be the result of a penalty. So he says the. So being that he's the one that causes the avdus, if he's the one who causes a mita gufnius, then he's reversed it. He adds a certain knach over, a certain twist that's interesting. He says that it's the person is yotzel lecherus, specifically of the elements of kapara we're talking about. We're talking more about something else, and that is the fact that he's a yotzel lecherus from chatoim. In other words, every Avera carries in itself, so the Avera itself is an Avera, and Avera needs a kapara and so on. An Avera also has a way of latching onto you and getting a hold on you, and you become enslaved. You know, things that you do that are pleasurable tend to become addictive. That's the nature of it. And a person becomes very addicted. The Yisurim has a way of undoing it. A lot of it, you know, there are different ways to go about it, but it's interesting. I was reading recently, addiction actually changes the person's mind. It creates different waves. Yisurim tend to undo it, primarily because when we associate, let's say a person finds, I don't know, eating apples to be very pleasurable. But let's say he starts getting shocks when he eats the apples. or he has some sort of ailment that apples disagree violently with him. So he begins to associate pain with it, and it makes his appetite for it drop. So he specifically identifies here the fact that the person is nilkat b'mitzudas hachet b'shulchet togas hacheres. So if we're using a mushal to a mushal that's equivalent from the part of chet to other things, we're talking about the specifically this becoming tied with it. So yes, Akasha. It says that he came in Esrabi Yechanan. Esrabi Yechanan, tell me, are you interested in having the Yisurim? So he said, no way. I'm not interested not in the Yisurim, and not in any Olam Haba you can promise me as a reward for the Yisurim. So what's that all about? So he says, Adovazel Yikshakach, Kibevade Shetzadik Lidog, Shlo Yuchol Lamod Bi Yisurim, B'yasek Mashasa Iyov. It's something that a person should never, ever want to do something that is that puts him in a difficult spot. It's, you know, Yisurim can purify a person. They can also drive a person away from Ruchnius. A person can leave it all either sort of as in a lapse of emunah, or just stam, you're just not in the mood. Most people, you know, we have a good test fit on a fast day. You know, we have some Yoreh Teshuva, but most of us don't function well. And we just doesn't, you know, we don't do well with a fast. So he says, a person needs to be choshed himself. So, in talking, we daven that loyal de Yisurim, because we know that we, on the Yisurim, we may not be able to get the maximum benefit out of it. That's something that a person needs to be very aware of. But when a person has gone through Yisurim, in other words, for us to look at something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done and understand the value of it, there we can evaluate. That's correct. Okay, any questions?
It comes out, therefore, that I guess you see, like from the Holocaust, right? It had both the effects on the people. That was like a Yisurim of Iyuv.
Correct.
And some people went completely off, and other people, they correct. Somehow it had the right effect on them somehow.
Correct. That's very true. And I mean, you're talking, oh yeah, over there you're talking about Yisurim in a very big way. I was reading recently, there was a Yid, he was one of the big figures in Ger, his name was Gadol Eisner, and he went through the Holocaust, he lost his wife and child and so on, really, really, really had it rough, and he became a big mashpia in Ger afterwards. And he drew many lessons in human nature, fascinating sefer, it's in Hebrew, but one of the things was, they have a chapter about people who lost their, you know, faith and so on, and dealt with it. One of them came to Rav Gadol, and he told him, you know, after the Holocaust, you know, if 6 million Jews were killed, I don't have, you know, that's it. I don't have the emunah. You know, what do you say about it, kind of? So he answered him, I can't deal with emotional tainus. So the person said, why is that emotional? That's a very rational taina. If God is good, what happened? So Gadol told him, Did you ever think about the death of one person? Why did it never bother you standing and watching a human being die and saying to yourself, you know, where have his hopes and dreams and everything gone? It's not different than 6 million. The problem of death is a problem be'etzim. And come think of it, he said, what about life? Did you ever stand and ask yourself, how does a piece of flesh have a soul to it? It thinks, understands, feels, you know, aspires. That's logic. 6 million is a number that's just, it's just emotional. But the core issue deals with it. And if you recognize on the micro level that it's beyond the pale, then it doesn't make a difference. That was the way he responded. It's very fascinating. I thought it was a very fascinating response. But it's true. It's you know, it changed people in different ways. And for many people, it simply accentuated what was there before. That's the truth. But there were people that went both directions. Yes. Okay, I think we'll hold it here. It's a good place to stop it at the Perek, and I guess we start El or Mitzvah Shem.
Think about Hey El or something like that, Steve.
What? Yeah, that's okay.
Thank you very much.
You're coming to the States at all?
Baruch Hashem.
Baruch Hashem, not.